a rolling, not a stop. Watch, don't never stop.
Welcome to another wonderful episode of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. Sitting here with Diane. Diane, how are you doing today?
Good, and you, Coach?
I'm pretty good. Just finished a really good practice in preparation for our upcoming game against UCAM, but we'll get into that in the wrap-up segment. We got a great show lined up for you today. We'll start off with we'll talk a bit about what happened last week. In the second segment, in our Meet a Gator segment, we're going to be joined by a fourth-year student-athlete on our team, Ashley Malum, one of our captains, really inspirational young lady, and we'll talk to her in the second segment. In our third segment, Meet a Recruit, we have Katarina Stupas from Dawson College, who was down for a visit, and we'll talk with her, and then we'll wrap it up, and we'll talk about what's going to be happening this coming week. Now, to start off the show, we'll talk about what we did last week. We went down to Boston, our final preseason tune-ups before conference play started. We went down to Boston. We left Thursday morning around 10 o'clock, and we were on the floor at 6 against Bentley College, all right, which was a pretty tough go. We wanted to simulate getting off the bus and playing a game, much like we do in conference, and we wanted to simulate traveling with the guys, and they went down as well. So, it was a long ride down. We got through the border with no problems, and we ran into a powerhouse team that was big and strong, and we were a bit shorthanded. And, I mean, they kind of just, gave us a good punch in the head to start that game, and they were up a good deal at the end of one quarter, and then, you know what? I thought we showed great character and we fought back, and we ended up losing by, I think, 25, but against the number one ranked team in Eastern United States, the number eighth ranked team in the whole country. And, we played them without our starting point guard, and I was very happy with the effort. I thought we couldn't score because we were expending so much energy on defense, I don't know what your thoughts were, Diane, but maybe you could share them with our listeners.
I mean, even though we lost and it was it wasn't our best performance, but there were still some girls who did good during the tournament. So we had Mo, she had 15 points against Bentley and 20 points against St. Anselm.
Yeah.
And then we also had Maria in her first game. She almost had a triple-double. She had 10 steals, 11 points, and 7 rebounds.
I mean, that's a hell of a performance. Yeah. I think Mode and Marie were terrific against Bentley. I mean, what did she have, 11 steals?
10 steals, 10 11 steals. Points.
I mean, to have 10 steals in a game is unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right? Like, if someone gets a triple-double and one of the doubles is 10 steals, like, that's a hell of a performance. And yeah. Mode played a lot of minutes, and the next day I thought I could see after the game they were disappointed, but when I thought about the game, there was some really great stuff. Like, we had to play with Meshlin at the one spot, and it was great for her to get reps there. All right, Marie being back in the lineup, she had missed our last three games with a concussion, so it was great to have her back out there and getting her legs. The next day we had to go play St. Anselm's in New Hampshire, and they were waiting for us, and we were coming off a war versus Bentley, and again we kind of got punched in the head in the first half, and we were down 25 at the half. We ended up losing by 30. They're the second ranked team in the Eastern United States, all right, and they were big and strong. So it was a tough weekend, but it was great to get ready for the regular season, and there was so many positives. We managed to work on a zone defense in the game against St. Anselm's. It was great. All right. We got to take a good look at some people coming off the bench, which was great. We got to take a look at Mitch at the one, which was great. And, Mode, Ashley, and Marie had to carry a big load, and that's what they're going to have to do in conference play. So I was pretty pleased with overall the performance down there. And you know what? Sometimes you win when you lose. And I would say we won even though we lost those games, because we came back, again, I think we came back a better team, and we came back more focused, and we saw some more weaknesses that were exposed, and we've had a tremendous week of practice thus far.
Yes.
And so I'm just so excited about this team and where we're going. Now, Diane, maybe you could touch a bit on, I know none of the other teams in our conference played last week, which again, Diane, was a bonus for me because we were the only team in action.
Yes.
You know, which is great. So maybe you could talk a bit about some of the games in the CEGEP conference.
So there are two games. On Friday, Vanier played against Momo and they lost 71-42. And then on Sunday, Champlain St. Lambert played against Champlain Lennoxville and St. Lambert won 83-62.
I was at that game. I went down to look at some recruits. And, you know, we got two girls signed from Champlain Lennoxville, Tiana Gosby and Hannah McIntosh. And they both played extremely well. Yeah. You know, so I was pleased I made that trip down. Now, today is the day when the top 10 rankings come out. And, Diane, I'm wondering if you could read out the top 10 rankings that just came out just before this show is being taped.
So at number one, we have Laval, two, Ryerson, three, McMaster, four, Concordia, fifth, Saskatchewan, six, Carleton, seven, Ottawa, eight, UBC, nine, Calgary, and 10, Regina.
Well, that's interesting because we've, you know, we're going to be playing Laval. Yeah. All right, they're number one. We've played Ryerson, they're number two. We're going to be playing Concordia, they're number four. And we've already played Saskatchewan, they're number five. And Carleton and Ottawa, we're going to be playing them at Christmas. So we potentially are playing the top schedule in the country.
Yes.
All right. So, you know, the girls are going to have what an experience they're up for this year. Right, Diane?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to be right back with Ashley Malum in the Meter Gator segment coming up in a couple of minutes.
It's the flow that got the block hot. I'm super hot. Hey, give me my respect. Give me my respect. I just took it left like on ambidex. I moved through London with the Euro steps. Got a sneaker deal and I ain't break a sweat. Catch me cause I'm gone. Out of there, I'm gone. High, go from 6 to 23 like I'm LeBron. Serving up a pack. Serving up a pack. Pulling gimmicks cause they scared of rap. Funny how they shook.
Welcome to Meet a Gator segment with Coach Craig Norman. I'm sitting here with Ashley Malum. Ashley, thanks for coming on the show today.
You're welcome.
For all you listeners out there, Ashley's going into her, she's in her fourth year, sociology student at Bishop's University. She's been through the good and the bad in this program, and she's she's worked tremendously hard. She's now a captain on our team. And Ashley, I'm wondering if you could talk a bit about, you know, what it's like to be a leader and some of the roles you have as a captain.
Yeah, being a captain it's new for me. For sure, there's a lot of work to in order to be a captain. You have to be vocal. You have to lead the other one, the rookies. You need to help everybody, even the rookies. And
I mean, so like for yourself, I think you know, I think you've done a great job. I've been very pleased. You know, but yet. You certainly have to worry about others, and does that use up more energy than you would like, or do you think it's a good thing?
Yeah, it takes me more energy, but it's a good thing. Yeah. Like I'm improving something in myself that I didn't have before, and
yeah. I know. Like, you know, your first 3 years, you played a ton of minutes, and I thought to myself this summer at one point, I said I think we've got to give Ashley a little more responsibility, and I think it's helped your game, even though the added responsibility. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think you have to be a little more serious, and you gotta worry about other people, and I'm wondering, you know, what, like, how do you feel with, like, when you look at some of the first year kids and now you're a fourth year kid, what does that feel like?
I feel like I don't know, like, I've been there, so,
yeah,
so, sometimes I put myself in their position, and I know that it's tough to play university on your first year, and, yeah, you need help and everything.
You know, Ashley is a former Freshman Athlete of the Year and a Female Athlete of the Year at Bishop's University, and now you're in your fourth year. Like, do you feel that time has flown by for you?
Yeah. I don't know. It's been I don't know what to say.
I mean, and you know, thinking about your first and second years where, I mean, it was a real struggle on the court. And,
yeah.
You know, and then last year we made a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, what do you think about this year's team? Like, number one, are you enjoying the team? Do you think it's a good group of girls? And do you think that we could make a run this year?
Yeah, I think, yeah. We had a good group of girls before. I think this year it's. I think we have a special group. Like, everybody loves everybody. We want to help each other, and we have fun, and everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, that's. I feel exactly the same way. Now, you know, we had a tough preseason. You know, in terms of, we played against some really good competition. We finished off our preseason last week in down in the States, and I thought there was some real positives. And I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on on our first game versus UCAM this week when we're opening up conference play?
Yeah, I think we're gonna be ready because we played against a lot of big teams during the preseason, and we played hard, and so I think against UCAM is gonna be like, we're gonna be ready, and yeah, we're gonna be mentally prepared.
I mean, you've been through the wars now for 4 years, and you know how tough this league is. And you know, we did some film work this morning, and you got your assignment, and you know who you're watching, and you know, we saw some of the rookies, you know, a bit watching the film. It was the first time we watched film this year, really, and we're starting to amp up the volume. You know, what's it like playing in this conference, and what's it like playing against the same team 4 times?
It's tough because you play against the same teams like four time. So, you know, everybody knows each other very well. We know every play. We know every player. So it's kind of like, who's going to be tougher, who's going to win at the end.
I mean, let's be honest, when we watched the film of UCAM today, me and you have seen that a million times.
Yeah, like exactly the same thing.
Same thing they've done for 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. And they do it well. But you can't, you know that you can't simulate what they do because they do it well, even though it doesn't look pretty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what have you set any goals for yourself this year, and any goals for the team?
For myself, I think that I need to be more consistent on my game, and for sure, not to take any breaks during the games. And because we're playing a lot of minutes, so I can like just relax and make things happen. So I need to work hard every time.
I think a big change I've seen in your game over the years is, you're practicing much better, and you're understanding the importance of execution. And mm-hmm. you know, I'm wondering, you know, have you put special emphasis on trying to recognize when you need to focus and concentrate?
Yeah, but for sure, being a captain, you need to be a model. You need to show everybody that you know what you're doing. So, I'm trying to do the right thing and execute like everything perfectly.
Yeah, well, I think you're doing a great job as a captain. I think you're doing a great job as a role model. Mm-hmm. I think you're an inspiration to a lot of people out there. You know, what the listeners out there, you got to realize Ashley works very hard. She's going to graduate this year with a sociology degree, all right, which we're very proud of. She's done it in 4 years, all right, committing 20 hours a week to basketball, all right? And she has to put herself through school. She gets some assistance with an athletic financial award, but she's got to work as well. So she works, she plays ball, and she's studying. And Ash, I'm wondering, how the hell do you balance all that? Like, how do you make that, how do you make that work?
I don't even know. But like, yeah, I need to be very like organized. And yeah, to study every day, I don't have to procrastinate.
Yeah.
So
you've learned some time management skills over the years.
Yeah,
eh?
I think yeah.
Now, you know, I always ask the kids this. The last question would be, Ash, like, so someone, you know, maybe a young girl growing up in Repontigny, all right, a young girl, and she's going, man, I just want to be like Ashley Malum. That girl, She is such a positive role model. I can't believe what a great athlete she is and what a great student she is. And she's mature and she managed to balance all this stuff. What advice would you give to a young lady out there who wants to follow in your footsteps?
Yeah, I think to believe in your dream and like to do your thing and to work hard for sure. And yeah, to work hard and to make yourself
as good as you can be.
Yeah, as good as you can be. And
okay, one more question for Ashley Malam. Ashley, you know, we've changed the format of the show up a bit because I was getting some complaints from the listeners that they didn't like Coach Norman's song of the week. All right? So I've given that duty over to the players, and I'm wondering what your song of the week is for this week.
Right now I'm listening some Drake song.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's called Nonstop. And yeah, I really like this song. And sometimes before the games, I listen to that and it makes me feel a bit more hype. And yeah.
It helps you get prepared.
Yeah.
Well, perfect. That's great. I've never heard the song, but I'm going to listen to it very intently. Thank you very much. Well, look, Ash, on behalf of the women's basketball program, I just want to tell you how fortunate and privileged I feel to have coached you for the last 4 years. All right. And I don't want to put pressure on you, but, you know, I'd love to coach you for a fifth year, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I wish you continued success on and off the court, and let's have a great year this year.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Pulling back the curtain by myself, take a look. Hey, I'm a bar spitter. I'm a hard hitter. Yeah, I'm light-skinned, but I'm still a dark. I'm a wig splitter. I'm a tall figure. I'm an unforgiving wild dog. Something wrong with them, got them all bitter. I'm a bill printer, I'm a grave digger. Yeah, I am what I am. I don't have no time for no misunderstandings again. It's a rolling, not a stop. Watch, don't ever stop.
Okay, welcome to a special segment of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. Like I've told you listeners many times, I think that the most important part of my job is recruiting. And, you know, we've had a bunch of girls come in this past week, all quality kids. And we have another one sitting here with us today, Katarina Stupas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Katarina's a third-year student at Dawson College, a traditional powerhouse in women's basketball and men's basketball, more so in women's basketball now. She's coached by Trevor Williams, who's an absolute fantastic coach, but an even better person, and he's a close friend of mine. And Katarina, could you talk a bit about playing for Trevor Williams?
It's challenging. He's a very hard coach, but he knows what he's talking about. He keeps the game very simple, and he just makes you fall in love with the game every single day.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you guys have a hell of a team. He runs a hell of a program. I know he's lost two consecutive years in the national final. Some people would say that's heartbreaking. I'd say that's a hell of an accomplishment. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, like, what's the goals for the team this year?
Well, win it all.
Win it all,
Winning it all this year. We're not losing one game this year.
And you guys are off to a great start. You've won your first two games. And, you know, yeah, I know that for yourself, you've had an interesting basketball journey. You went to school at Lauryn Hill. You were coached by Varouj Gurunlian, I believe, there.
Yeah.
And Varouj is a former Dawson Blue. I'm a former Dawson Blue. All right. Trevor's a former Dawson Blue who coaches you at Dawson. All right. Our lead assistant, Eddie Pomacal, is a former Dawson Blue. And another assistant, Ron Grevy, is a former Dawson Blue. And we have a girl on our team, Marie Everdin Berouet, who played at Dawson. So we're hoping that somehow you end up playing for us. But can you talk about when you first started playing basketball and where, like, who were some of the inspirations for you as coaches and how that basketball journey started as a young girl?
I started basketball really late. I was around 14. I joined Sun Youth, and I was coached by Shauna Ernest and Leslie Hughes.
Okay.
And they took me in, and I'd have, like, we would have practice from 9 to 12. I'd be there from 7 o'clock in the morning. I'd have extra workouts trying to get better because I wasn't good at all, and they really developed me over that summer. And I just loved the game ever since.
Now, So you end up going to Vanier College to start off, and and I remember seeing you play at Vanier as a freshman, and I thought you were the best big man in the league, and you averaged a double-double, and I was even thinking then, if Dawson had this girl in her first year, they probably would have won the national championship, all right? But lo and behold, you transferred to Dawson, and then you suffered a knee injury before you played your first game at Dawson. You had it in the summer. I'm wondering if you could talk about the impact that had on you, and the negatives and positives of it, because I think there is a silver lining in it.
It was a tough journey. You know, you transfer program and you're really excited to start with a new team, and then you get hurt. So it's devastating. But like, everything happens for a reason, and I believe that, like, God, He gives His toughest battles to His strongest soldiers. So it just makes you stronger at the end of the day. It makes you appreciate the game so much more. And like, you live in the moment more than just saying, oh, we have practice. You're like, no, last year at this moment, I couldn't practice. So you appreciate everything so much more. Mm-hmm. You don't take stuff for granted.
Wow, I think that's an unbelievable attitude, all right? Makes me want to coach you right now, all right? You know, now, how do you feel you're progressing? Are you 100%, like, mentally and physically, or do you feel you still have a little ways left to go?
I have a bit to go, you know. I think I'm never going to get to where I want to be. I always, like, my goal is always further, which is okay with me, because it leaves you for something to chase at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm getting there, and I'm proud of my progress that I've made so far.
Well, I saw you earlier in the year, and then I saw you on the court today, and I see you've even, you know, you've made up extra ground in a month that I saw you last. So, you know, I hope you continue on that upward trend. I'm wondering if you could talk to the people there a bit about the sacrifices you've made to play basketball at such an elite level.
Yeah, you have to stay dedicated, focused, and time management is key. You know, like, you can play basketball as much as you want, but if you're not a good student and you don't focus on your academics, you're not going to go anywhere. You always need a degree at the end of the day, so you have to focus on doing your homework, whether you have study hall sessions and all that stuff.
So how do you balance academics and athletics?
I try and have at least an hour and a half, 2 hours between my classes, so I can do my homework. We have study hall sessions at Dawson twice a week for an hour and a half with our academic advisor. We're all in one lab. We all do our homework. Yeah. We help each other. So it's good.
So now you're in your third year, and you guys have a hell of a team. But the other side of the coin is you got to start looking at your future. And I know the recruiting process could be a very difficult one for a young lady. And I'm wondering if you could talk a bit about that. Like, you know, what are you looking for in a school, and what are your plans moving forward?
I want to feel really comfortable for being in the school, playing for the coach and the team. I want to feel like I'm a part of a second family. Because at Dawson, we have a sisterhood going on. We're all so close. Our coaching staff, like, we're all very involved in each other's lives. So I'd like that to happen in university as well. It just makes you feel better that you have a second home.
You know, I'd like to comment on that, because look, when I went down and watched Dawson practice, and I've been in that gym numerous times. When I recruited Marie, I was there about 20 times, and I was there. I wasn't as there much as often last year because Nellie told me she was going to Concordia pretty early in the process, and you know, I was hoping to recruit Daomi and you this year, and Daomi committed to a Division I school, and I think that's great, and. You know, I think at Dawson, it's such a challenge to get out there and play every day. And I'm wondering, for yourself, what advice you would give to a young lady that's going to follow in your footsteps one day, like dealing with the injuries, dealing with the pressures of being a high level player.
When things get bad, it's gonna get better at the end of the day. If you stay dedicated, you keep on working hard, do what you have to do, and continue doing what you've been doing, and it's gonna pay off at the end.
Well, listen, Katarina, I thank you so much for coming down. One more question. All right. What you know? I know, like, you've had a really intense day here at Bishop's, and I'm wondering, what are your initial thoughts, just of not Bishop's, and not no pressure in terms of the basketball program. I'm wondering what were your thoughts on Bishop's University?
It's a really nice school, very nice campus, and it seems like everybody's really involved in trying to make sure everybody succeeds at the end of the day. There's like 3,000 students.
Yeah.
So you know that you're going to get the special attention you need and stuff, and you get that reassuring feeling when you visit.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you coming by, and I wish you tremendous success on the court and in the classroom this year.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And maybe next year you'll start instead of bleeding blue, you're going to start bleeding purple. Okay? Now have a safe trip home.
Thank you very much.
Took the business and ran it for me. I let Ollie take the aisle, told him brand it for me. I get 2 million a pop and that standard for me. Like I went blind, dog, you gotta hand it to me. Gotta give me that, dog. Prayed, then I prayed again, amen, Lord. Had a moment, but it came and went. You don't look it no more. You don't wanna play with him, no, no, no. There'll be morning, you like 8 a.m. Pinky ring till I get a wedding ring. Whoa. Love my brothers, cut them in on anything. Peace, nice. And you know it's King Slime, Drizzy Dan. Woo, yeah. She just said I'm bae, I hit the thizzle dance. Matt Drake, either hand is the upper hand.
Okay, welcome back to the wrap-up segment of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. Still sitting here with Diane. We open up conference play this Saturday, November 10th, against UCAM. All right, I think it's going to be a tremendous game. We play at 6, the men play at 8. It's kind of a special night, all right? There's going to be a celebration of Gar Smith's life, all right? Gar Smith, tremendous, you know, community person who coached men's basketball at Bishop's for a number of years, and there's going to be a celebration of his life over at the old Lennoxville Golf Course starting at 3, and then he's going to be honored at our game on Saturday night, and it's just going to be a tremendous day. And we're inaugurating our team room, so you know both the men's and women's basketball programs opened up state-of-the-art team rooms, and they're going to be officially opened up this Saturday. So it's a big day for the girls. I know our players are looking forward to that game. You know, and if I could, I'll just talk a bit about UCAM and their like. You know, the coach there does a great job, all right? And they've graduated 2 great players, and we've graduated 2 great players. So it's neat to see the torch pass to some of the younger players. And you know, they had a pretty good preseason, all right? And they start, like, I'm liking the matchup, all right? And we started prep for that game. And UCAM is notorious, like a notoriously physical team, all right? And they foul so much that the refs start, they basically stop calling the fouls, all right? And it's going to be a great test for our girls. I think we need to push the tempo a bit, all right? I think we're probably going to see some zone, all right? I thought we had a great prep today, and I'm so looking forward to playing some conference games. Diane, I'm wondering if you could talk a bit about the other games on tap in our league this upcoming week and any games that are happening in the Sejup League as well.
Yeah, so on Thursday, UCAM will be playing at home versus McGill, and Laval will be going to Montreal to play against Concordia, and then it's our game on Saturday against UCAM.
Okay, well, you know, and they're you know, we're going to be sitting at home waiting for UCAM, all right? And you know, they're only going to have a day to prepare for us, and we're going to have a week to prepare for them, which, you know, but that always gets flip-flopped, and later in the year we're going to face those type of, you know, situations where maybe we don't get as much prep time as we feel that is necessary, but that's part of the game. And you know, we're looking forward, like I'm probably going to go down and watch, scout that game on Thursday night. Now, any games happening in the Sejup League?
Yeah, so there'll be 3 games on Friday. Champlain St. Lambert will be at Édouard Montpetit. Then Montmorency will be at Sainte-Foy, and Vanier will play against Dawson.
Okay. Now, you know, that brings us to our coaching tip of the day. Diane, you know, you've had some beauties thus far, and I know you're going to have another one. So can you please enlighten us with the coaching tip of the day?
So the coaching tip of the day is about correcting errors. So you always want to give feedback But you want to do it as soon as possible so the players know exactly what they did wrong. But while you're correcting the error, you also need to be mindful of the way you say your criticism. You can use positive criticism and negative criticism, but the negative criticism has to be used sparingly. So then the players are not afraid to make mistakes because that's how they learn. So they'll be receptive to the criticism and they'll be willing to try and to do what you're asking of them. And you need to stay calm. Just tell them, okay, let's do it again. Make sure they understand the instruction and what needs to be done. And then that's how they'll learn and they'll be able to apply it in practice. And that will show in the games later after.
Just some wonderful advice there for young coaches out there. And you know, it's easier said than done, yes. All right, that type of stuff. And we know as coaches, we often get frustrated, but, you know, Diane used a great word there. She said, you have to be mindful, all right? And you got to be mindful of the effect you're having on the young ladies or young men and understand that, you know what? The more mistakes an athlete makes, it usually means the better they're going to be.
Yes.
All right? If they're afraid to make mistakes, then they're not going to grow. All right? Any mistake is an opportunity to learn and an opportunity to grow. All right? And it's so sad when you see people not taking chances on the court. You know, a great quote I read a long time ago said that you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
All right? And I think Coach Anderville just gives, you know, some great wisdom out there and a great tip of the day. All right. And that just about wraps up our show. Diane, I don't know, Diane, what are your thoughts on this upcoming game versus UCAM before we bid everybody a farewell?
Well, I'd say just based on our performance from the weekend, the girls are just ready and hungry to just go out there and play. And we mean business. The practices have been good so far. So I think it will be in our favor.
Yeah, I agree totally. We're looking forward to a big home opener. Everybody in the community, we expect to see you out there. Support the women's basketball program at Bishop's University. And have a great, great end of the week. And we'll see you next week on Time Out with Coach Craig Norman.
Ain't no 100 bands, no. Palace look like Buckingham. Bill so big, I call him Williams, for real. Reasons to go crazy, got a trillion, for real. They been trying me, but I'm resilient, for real. I can't go in public like civilian, for real. And I hardly take offense. Money for revenge, man, that's hardly an expense. I'll hang my checks off of all of my events. I like all the profit, man, I hardly do percents.
I don't do that shit.
A big part of me resents that I knew from when I started in it. They see what I got and man, it's hard to be content. Got going on, I gotta represent. Hey. It's a rolling, not a stop. Watch, don't never stop. This the flow that got the block hot, got super hot.